This is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, Antilila, part 2, chapter 5. We're continuing this story. Jai Shri Radhe. So we're in Puri now, and continuing this Leela, which we started a month ago. And this is a very wonderful and intimate exchange of the Lord and His devotee. And it shows the triumph of determination. This Leela shows the triumph, or the victory, or triumph of determination, devotional determination, can even conquer the Lord. It's another example of the principle of mercy above justice. By justice, by law, by Shastra Vidhi, a sannyasi should not meet with a king. His king represents money and woman, Raj. He enjoys fabulous fame and beauty and power and strength and influence, and usually surrounded by hundreds of queens. King Dasarath, Lord Ram's father, had 365 queens in Treta Yuga. And even recently in Jayapur and other places in the last few hundred years, the kings would have 5 or 10, 20 queens, very common. So this is the... A king should not be met or seen because they have so much consciousness. Their face is covered with bhog and Purusha Bhav. I am God. And the king, what is the king called? The king is called, he's called Narapati. He's called the Narapati. He's the lord of the mankind. So he gets extremely egoistic. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in Mayapur. And if he simply saw the face of a materialistic man walking down the street, he would jump in the Ganga with his clothes on to preserve his brahminical purity. Samadhamastapa shotram, shantirajam evaja, shochi. Shocha means purity, inner mental purity and physical purity. So Gauranga considered that just to see a face of materials. What does it speak of a king? A king is Maharaj. Maharaj of Jayapur. It means Maharaj means Maha, big time king of sense enjoyment, Maharaj. No need, no want to see. But this particular king in Puri was something extraordinary. He was King Prataparudra. And he so much wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. But what happened was he was seeing the Lord living there in Puri and enacting his various leelas. And he was sometimes noticing the Lord dancing in ecstasy at Rathiyatra. And he had some doubts were in his mind. Of course, he wanted to meet the Lord. The Lord was living in his kingdom and he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya also. He understood Lord Chaitanya's great personality. He's a great saint. But he wasn't quite convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his Jagannath. His Lord is Jagannath. He was the Gajapati Raj, Divya Dev Singh, Gajapati Raj, the king of Puri. His name is King Prataparudra. And he understood, no, I am Jagannath is my ishta. This kingdom is dedicated to Jagannath. I'm simply a servant of Jagannath. He is my Ishwara. Jaya Jagadishare, Jaya Jagannath. Jagannath. But everyone's telling me, Kashi Mishra, and who's a pandit, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, a great acharya of Puri, they're all telling me, don't you know this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Gopinath Acharya, all the Brahmins, so many of my advisors and ministers and Brahminical well-wishers are telling me this Sri Chaitanya is not a sannyasi, he's Ishvara, he's your Jagannath. So he couldn't believe that. Although he saw tremendous ecstasies, he could never imagine even an ordinary saint manifesting in the body of Lord Chaitanya. And he understood he's extraordinary, he's the most extraordinary personality, seemingly equal to God in so many respects, but I can't quite understand this. He had doubts in his mind. The king had doubts. Because he couldn't understand when he saw this sannyasi who was so sober and so learned and so beautiful and attractive and so much influential and so effulgent and radiant. But then he was crying and trembling and shivering and all these unusual sattvic vikars and transformations of bliss in his body He became doubtful. How is it possible? He's like some maddened man, intoxicated with some kind of rasas or mellows. Doubts arose in his mind, but he was afraid to reveal to anyone. So he returned to his residence, and he went to sleep. And that night, in his dream, Jagannath appeared to him. This is some little bit review to bring us up to the present point. So in the dream of Prataprudha, Jagannath appeared to him. How was he dressed? He was dressed as a sannyasi. He was the form of Jagannath, like you see these cards, these posters and paintings and cards of Jagannath. Jagannath is Vamanadeva, Jagannath is Nrisingadeva. They show the black face and the big eyes and the big smile of Jagannath, but then they show in his arms he has some sword and he has some bow and arrow like Ramachandra, and they maybe paint the card green or they paint his face green, but he has the flat head and the big round eyes and the big smile. And you know it's Jagannath. You must have seen those cards. They show Jagannath and all the avatars as Nrisinga and all these different forms. So now he's seeing the Jagannath, as we know Jagannath to look like. Beautiful sham-colored face and beautiful banduli, red lips, like a banduli flower. And so he saw that face, but then he was wearing saffron. He was wearing saffron and holding danda and kamandalu. In one hand, Jagannath, one of his arms, he's holding kamandalu, water pot. In other hand, he's holding sannyas danda. Nyasi rupa dhari, nije sankirtan krita kari avatari. He went to sleep. And that night, he saw, but this particular point, that Jagannath, the author is saying, Vrindavanas Thakur is saying that Jagannath had not revealed, although he personally appeared in this world, Jagannath has now come as a sannyasi to propagate the Sankirtan movement, Nije Sankirtana Krita, Kari Avatari. But the king did not know this fact. Now in his dream, Lord Jagannath appeared before him. Ratre Swapna Deki, Jagannath Samukhe. And he saw the most unusual, astonishing sight. Jagannath's body was covered with dust, and tears were flowing from his eyes like the Ganga. And water and saliva were continually flowing from his nostrils. And his body was soaked with saliva from his mouth. Ha! Ah, what am I seeing? What is this? What is Jagannath doing? And then the king in his dream, he ran to touch the Lord's feet. And then Jagannath said, King, this is not proper. Your body, don't you touch me. I am full of saliva and tears and soaked and drenched. And your body is so pure. You're a king. Your body is smeared with fragrant camphor and musk and sandalwood paste and kunkum. Ah, don't you see my body is covered with dust and saliva? Is it proper for you to touch me? When you went to see me dancing today, you felt repugnant and repulsed when you saw my body covered with dust and saliva. Just see, look at me now. You see, I'm your Jagannath. My body is covered with saliva and dust, just as you saw this afternoon. Am I fit to be touched by you? Then Lord Jagannath looked at his servant, King Prataprudha, and smiled. At that moment, the king saw Lord Chaitanya sitting on the singhasan where Jagannath was previously sitting. And his entire body was covered in the same way as before. And then he smiled at the king and said, this is not proper. Earlier today you felt aversion when you saw me, my body covered with saliva and dust. And so, why would you want to touch me now? Gauranga smiled as he sat on Jagannath Singhasan. The king woke up and cried, Oh, I'm a great offender. I did not know that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Lord. Who can understand him? Now the king has realized that Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya are the same. Kichu Beda Nai. After this dream, he became completely convinced all his doubts were removed. So we can get some powerful impressions in dreams, some powerful messages in dreams. Sometimes they're totally nonsense, usually. But sometimes we get very clear messages from God or Guru or devotees or deities. Very powerful. Of course, this is Leela of Lord Chaitanya acting with his Parishads, King Prataprudra. So we can't attempt to equate our dreams with entrance into Leela. Nor do we have the power to sit back and have a dream and dream of the local deity. The king is so pure and so attached and dedicated to Jagannath that he often has dreams where Jagannath appears to him in a dream. Lord Jagannath in Puri, and tells the king of the Puri, whoever he may be, oh, this improper thing is happening, this other thing is happening. This one flower girl is going into my garden in the morning and cutting eggplants and taking them, and I'm not getting them, so you please investigate. So the king disguised himself, and then this Mali was doing that. And so there's a story, is there? So now, of course, after this experience, his mind is clear. One becomes very enthusiastic and very, very enthusiastic and very enlivened, and almost driven to meet the Lord and experience the Lord when he has a very profound and deep experience through dream, in a dream, or in spurti or sakshat. Whenever a devotee has a very profound devotional experience, which is true and real and genuine, then oftentimes it greatly accelerates his enthusiasm to surrender and progress in bhakti. So King Prataprudra had such a powerful, impacting dream where he woke up from that and he was Vishesh Utkanta Haila Prabhure Dekite Tatapi na pore kya deka karaite. Vishesh Utkanta. Utkanta, yearning, eagerness, extremely so. Vishesh, something special, very special type. Vishesh, exceedingly special. And he became so eager, he was just couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't drink, couldn't do, I'm going crazy now, I have to meet the Prabhu Deki. So this is all review. By arrangement, one day, Lord Chaitanya was sitting in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens with his associates, Parishad Sane. The king went there alone, and he fell at the feet of the Lord. Ashu kampa pulake rajara antanani anande murchita hai lena seitani Vishnu bhakti china prabhu dekiya rajara utta bali shri hasta dilena angatanga shri hasta para she raja pahila chetan prabhu ra charana dhari karena krandhan. Crying, shivering, his hair standing on end continuously, manifested on the body of king. Then he lost his consciousness, Murchita, in that very place where he saw the Lord sitting in that flower garden, surrounded by his loving associates. When Gauranga saw the Vishnu Bhakti Chinha, the signs of bhakti, pure bhakti on the body of the king, he then touched the body of the king with his lotus hand and said, get up. Uttabali Sri Hasta Dilenangatan. So that very fortunate moment, he was waiting and praying, and he petitioned all the devotees beforehand, oh, please arrange for me to meet the Lord. And the devotees would go to the Lord and meet and ask him, Ramananda Roy and Sudama and other devotees, Kashi Mishra. And the Lord said, if anyone brings up this topic again, I will leave Puri and never return to any of you again. I don't want to hear even a name. I don't want to hear the word Raja. I don't want to hear the word Raja. What to speak of meet with Raja. But to speak of Raja Angasparsha, Sri Hasta, Sri Hasta Dilena Angetanara, Raja Angasparsha, Sri Hastena, with this beautiful, loving, soft, prema-filled hand. The hand of the Lord can cut you in half, or the hand of the Lord can give you bhakti. When that chisel-like, thunderbolt, hard nails of Nrisingadev, when that hand landed on the belly of Hiranyakashipu, he split him in half. But when the same hand fell on the head of Prahlad, it blessed him with Vishnu Bhakti. Ashavad. Same hand. Same Lord, Sri Haste. Sri Haste Dilena. Sri Haste Dilena Angatamra. So not the, that sannyasi, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that refused to see the king, hear his name, and threatened even to abandon Puri, which was given to him by his mother to live. For her peace of mind, he agreed to live there. He's willing to give that up and risk the disturbance and anxiousness and anxiety of his mother to get away from that king. Now he's touching his body. It's one thing to meet a person. It's another thing to touch their body. Meeting is okay, meeting, social meeting, friendly meeting. But touching is very intimate. Very much one is surrendering to the other. There's permission, there's allowing, there's acceptance. There's so much intimacy and exchange in just touching a body. Expression of love. He said, get up. By the touch of the Lord's hand, the king regained consciousness. He caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and began to cry, Prabhu Charan Dhari, Karina Krandan. So this is actually, this is the mudra, the Sharanagata mudra of the potential Shishya. The actual point is, when one comes to a point in his sojourn through the material body, through the material, so many material bodies, this material existence, when he realizes deeply and profoundly that all my endeavors in this world, all my aspirations in this world, all my desires in this world, and all my wants in this material world, they're simply a source of frustration and suffering. And there's zero potential at all for me in this world. There's nothing for me in this world. I don't want anything of this world. I don't want anyone in this world. I want out. I want to go to God. This mudra, the Sharanagati mudra, or posture of surrender, this is the real point when one, it's called acceptance of Guru. One cannot accept, it's called elimination, acceptance, and progress. Progress means elimination and acceptance. Unless we eliminate everything and accept something, we can't progress. So to progress in spiritual life seriously and rapidly and significantly, then one must unequivocally surrender at the lotus feet of Guru, Guru Parashraya. I say, oh yeah, this Guru's there, this, that, yeah, it's okay, life's okay, I'm my Guru. It's all about keeping Guru as a fashion, Prabhupada said. When one feels, please save me. Imagine if you're drowning. You're actually drowning somewhere. If you've ever drowned, I almost drowned twice. And you're dying and help. You're helpless. There's no potential. There's nothing. There's no future for you now. Either you die or you live. Your future is either someone saves me and I live or I die. Where I am now, if no one saves me, I die. There's nothing for me here. I'm going to drown in the ocean. Someone has to come and save me. So then you cry out, help. This is the proper approach to Guru. You land at the feet. Who has ever gone to a spiritual master, fell at his feet, grabbed his feet and started crying? Please save me. I'm suffering. I need your mercy. So that's what's going on here. This is his first meeting with the Gauranga. Meeting with the Lord. Okay, he's so pious and so much fortunate person. He meets directly with God, Lord Chaitanya. He's a parishad. But can we meet directly with God? Well, okay, go and do it. But if you can't meet directly with God, then what? Never meet? Never surrender? Never give up? The samsara? You find a God-man. They say the God-man. They put these articles in magazines. God-men. God-men of India. the 10 big god men of India. You know, this one, that one. They have their pictures there and about their rap and this thing, that. Sometimes they have features, the god men. And then they have articles, swindlers or saints. Swindlers or saints. Cheaters or teachers. And we find a genuine god man and our heart says, yes, this is a god man. Then grab his feet and cry, save me. It's something to think about. Because Prabhupada, in his own way, he said that unless one is thoroughly frustrated with material life, he cannot seriously take up spiritual life. Which is a brief way of saying what I've said. Unless one is thoroughly frustrated with material life, he cannot seriously take up spiritual practices. Comme c'est, comme ça. French term. Comme c'est, comme ça. Yeah, okay. Live. Okay, okay. You have it, okay. If you don't have it, it's okay. So this is a very touching scene to me, that he's the Lord has touched him. Now he's not only I'm seeing him and I met him, but I fell unconscious just seeing him. I immediately went to Prema and went Pralaya. I just saw him, and all the symptoms that I saw him, and all the symptoms that I saw in him, which created a doubt in me about his divinity, now have manifested in me. I've got, it's contact high. I got the disease. Like, it's contagious. He had the measles. I got the measles or whatever. I just came to see him in the garden. I finally got his darshan at some close range. And all of a sudden that tej, that Sudarshan chakra of prem kripa just came, like not cut off my head, but cut off all my material attachments and flooded me with light. The Sudarshan chakra is like light and power, and annihilates your, it also represents the time factor. It takes away all your time, it cuts off your head, and you're killed, you're dead. It's Kala Chakra. Sudarshan is Kala Chakra. So when you throw it, you're finished. And when your time is out, you're dead. So Kala Chakra, Sudarshan is Kala Chakra. So Krishna says, oh, this is my ultimate weapon. My ultimate weapon is death. Kala Smi. Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham. So when Krishna raises chakra, it's all over. You're finished. He may raise his club. He has a club. He has Gada Chakra Padma Shank. Yes? Shank and Padma, conch shell and lotus are for devotees and demons. He blows a conch shell to scare the demons and blow them out. But the lotus is for devotees. He has a Leela Kamal. Leela Kamal, he plays. Krishna has a Leela Kamal. He has a play lotus. And Vishnu has a lotus. He plays, but he plays in Srishti Leela. Sometimes he plays by blessing, giving freedom from birth and death. So it's also Leela Kamal. It's called Leela Kamala. Play lotus in the hand of Krishna or Vishnu. So this is Shank Paragat. But the demons, he has his club, not for devotees, for demons. But he gets hit with the club, bounces off, okay. Sometimes Krishna fights with the club. He fights for days with the club. As some demon. You've heard of Varaha? Hiranyaksha and Varaha? And third canto of Bhagavatam, or second, or maybe third. Second? Third. They're fighting with clubs. So many days, so many months, years, I don't know, whatever. A big fight. He came for a fight. Vishnu wanted a fight, so he fought. Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna, and Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha. And then Dantavakra and the other one, Shishupal. These are the three incarnations of Jaya Vijaya. To fight. But when Krishna takes the chakra, the fight's over. There's no more playing with the gutta. So therefore, the chakra is the ultimate weapon because it represents death. Gutta, chakra, the club doesn't necessarily represent death, but when he brings out the chakra, that means you're finished. It's a time factor. So now, Lord Chaitanya has thrown his Sudarshan chakra, but it's his kripa drishti. His praying drishti. And his hit Parachaprabhu. Oh! Ah! He's trembling, he's perspiring, and he's got, ah! Murchita. And Murchita is pralaya. It's the eighth subject bhav. So immediately, just by darshan of Gauranga, he attained prema. And manifested all the very symptoms which he was spurious and questionable about. Spurious symptoms of Lord Chaitanya. Of Sachinandan. The spurious symptoms of Sachinandan manifested in the body of King Pratapruja, Pratapruja Prakash. And now he's just lying at the feet of the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Trahi, trahi, kripa sindhu sarva jivanat, muni patakire kar shubha tristipat. Trahi, trahi. Save me, O ocean of mercy. This is exactly the same thing you say when you come to the guru. Save me. Your guru is kripa sindhu. Ocean, when we say ocean of mercy, we see Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adha Majanara Bandhu. You've heard the song. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adha Majanara Bandhu. I'm a bound Jana. I'm bound, I'm fallen. Adama Janara, but I'm totally bound. Jiva. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. You're Karuna Sindhu. You're ocean of Karuna. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. You're this and I am that. You're this vast ocean. I'm this suffering living entity. Adam. So this is the whole. Tradition of surrender, or the example of surrender, jiva to God, jiva to Guru. Or Chaitanya's Guru. He's Bhakta and he's Bhakta Avatar. He's Bhakta and he's God. He's Krishna and he's Radharani. He's also a devotee. All in one. So devotee means God. Means Guru. Guru means devotee. So he's acting as Guru in so many places, giving shiksha, kripa, mercy. So he's approaching Guru. Shubha Dristi Pat, please glance. Chahi Chahi Swatantra Vihari Kripa Sindhu. Chahi Chahi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dina Bandhu. Save me, your Swatantra, supremely independent ocean of mercy. Swatantra Vihari Kripa Sindhu. Your Swatantra, it doesn't even translate this word. Your Swatantra Vihari. Your Swatantra, so you're independent, you're just playing Vihari. Rasa Bihari, you heard, no? Rasa Bihari. Bihari Lala Ki, Nanda Bihari, what do you say? Banke Bihari Lala Ki. Bihari means he plays, Vihar. Rasa Vihar. So you're independent, and you're independent. If someone's independent, what do? They play. If someone is an independent millionaire, independent billionaire, what's the term they say? Financially independent. That means you got money, isn't it? So financially independent means you're Swatantra. And when you're financially independent and have lots of money, what do? You play. Playboy. So he says, Swatantra, you're independent and you're Bihari, you're enjoying. But don't forget, there's some Udar aspect of you also. You're that Rasa Bihari. I know you're Rasa Bihari. Now I understand you're Jagannath. It means you're Krishna. You're Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundara Krishna. You're Rasa Bihari and you're Swatantra Bhagavan. I know. You're Swatantra Bhagavan and you're Rasa Bihari Bhagavan. But you're a Gauranga. You're also Lord Chaitanya. So you're Kripa Sindhu. Don't forget. And then he says that the first line. He says, save me, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Dina Bandhu. You're Dina Bandhu. You're a friend of the fallen. And you're Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You've taken sannyas to liberate the jivas, to give chaitanya to the jivas. You're Sri and Krishna. You're Sri Radha and you're Krishna combined. Double mercy, double-barreled shotgun. There's two barrels, you know, boom, boom. Or you can pull both triggers at once or pull and shoot two in one. Boom, poof. Or you can shoot one in the other. Boom, boom. Shoot one and see if you need another one. Save the bullets, you know. Don't want to waste. If one knocks him off, then that's nice. Save one for his friend. Boom. Oh, you too, huh? Boom. So Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya. Chaita means Chaitana, Chit. Chaitana means life, living entities. So Radha and Krishna have come together for the benefit of the living entities. This is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna, Kripa Sindhu Radha, Rasaraj Sham, Rasvihari Sham. Kripa Sindhu Radha, Kripa Mayi Radha, have come together as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to become Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Sri and Krishna, Radha and Krishna, combine to give life to the dying jivas, give life to the suffering jivas, to save them. Chahi, chahi. Trahi, trahi, trahi again. You say try, try, try again. Trahi, trahi, trahi again. Trahi, trahi, trahi again. Try to get saved, try to get saved, try to get saved. So he says, hey, you say I'm king, I'm supposed to be rich, actually I'm very poor. So listen to this whole thing is all about, it's all the save me chapter. This is the save me Leela, the Trahi, King Pratapurudra Trahi Leela. The saving grace. So now he says, Trahi Trahi Sarva Deva Vandya Rama Kant. Trahi Trahi Bhakta Jana Balava Ekant. In his surrender, in his submission to Gauranga, he's praying, I'm lost. I'm steeped up to my neck in money, wealth, pride, arrogance, conceit, ego, rulership, conquering kingdoms. I was the king of Utkal, and I went south and conquered the king of Kalinga. Now my kingdom is called Utkal Kalinga Desh. And I'm going to attack this one and that one. So much aggression and pride and kingly svabhav, raja svabhav. I have no devotion. I have no attraction or attachment to God. Please save me. He's praying like this, save me, save me. At the same time, in each one of his prayers, he's revealing the perfection of Siddhanta. He's revealing the perfection of his realization. Raja vidya raja guyam pavitram paramam bhavam pratyakshava gamam dharmyam susakam kartavavyam. By having sakshat darshan of Gauranga, by being Sri Hasta Dilena Anga, by having his body touched by Gauranga, by embracing Gauranga's lotus feet, all Tattva Siddhanta is manifested in the heart of King Pratapurudra. That Tattva Siddhanta is mixed with his Sharanagata Bhav. His main Bhav is, I had this dream, I realized that Lord Chaitanya is God, I realized that he's Lord Jagannath, I realized that I made an aparad by miscalculating, having doubts about his ecstatic symptoms, because I saw my Lord Jagannath, my Ishta Dev, Jagannath Dev, he's manifesting the very same symptoms in my dream. And then he's sitting on a throne manifesting his sannyas rupa and all these symptoms of crying and saliva. Then he disappears from his own singasana and Lord Chaitanya sits there and he says, oh, don't touch me, it's not proper. Then Lord Chaitanya sits there, don't touch me, it's not proper. I'm covered with saliva, Jagannath's covered with saliva. You're alepana. You're alepana. You're covered in massage with kasturi and kapoor and chandan and aloe and all these beautiful things. Don't touch. We're untouchable for you. Jagannath, we're Jagannath and Chaitanya. And then he's realized, oh, what a mistake I made. What a miscalculation. What a misapprehension. What a self-delusion. What a foolishness. And then I must find him. Where is he? Where is he? Where is that Lord Chaitanya? Kashimisha, where is he? Oh, he's in his garden. Go there. Ha! I'm running. He's running. He's running. Ah, there he is. Then as soon as he sees him, then Lord Chaitanya glances. He already gave his Kripa Drishti. His Shubha Drishti pot. Shubha Drishti pot he already gave. And now his mood of Sharanagati, of surrendering, is there, coming out, bubbling out of his heart. And that's mixing with all the realizations that he got automatically. Automatically he became Kripa Siddhi. Kripa Siddhi automatically became perfect by the sanction of the Lord. By Vachika Prasad, or what is it? Vachika, by words you can get purified. By Alokadan, by the glance. The Lord glances at you, you can attain perfection and bhava and Krishna prema by a glance of the Lord. Alokadan, or the Suhardadan, heartfelt blessings. The Lord glanced at him. The Lord touched him. So by vachika, by words, by his glance. And he gave him by words also. He glanced at him, alokadan. And then vachikadan, he spoke to him. He said, Ute, get up. Lord Chaitanya said, get up. when the king fell down, Murchita, when he fainted in the bliss of Bhav and Prem upon seeing Lord Gauranga. Then Lord Chaitanya said, get up. So he spoke to him. And in those words, he said, get up. Get up means tamasimam jyotirgamam. Tamasimam jyotirgama. Get up. Gama. Gamana. Gamana means go, move, travel. Gamana. Tamasimam jyotirgama. Get up. You're wallowing in ignorance, misconception, kingly swabhav, and misconception about Brahma, about Bhagavan, Tattva Brahma. Get up. Come to the light. So his Lord Chaitanya simply said, Ute. Ute bhali shri hasta dinayam. Just by him saying Uto means he'll get Utam. Uto means Utam. Utam means topmost. Utam gyan, Utam sadanta. Utam tattva. So he's the proof that he got up, the proof that he came to the light is all his prayers that he's saying here. Because these are all prayers identifying who is Lord Chaitanya. Clearly identifying the Bhagavatva. The Bhagavatva identifying Gauranga as Purnatam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He says, you're ocean of mercy. You're a Sarva Jiva Nath. You're the Lord of all living entities. Muni Patakire. And then he says, you are Swatantra. You are Bihari. You are Kripa Sindhu. You are Dinabandhu. You are Ramakant. You are Bhakta Jana Vallabha. Ekanta. You are Sarva Deva Vandya. Save me. And he says, Sarva Deva Vanya. Then he says, Ramakanta. Ramakanta says, Ramakanta means you're the lover of Lakshmi Devi. Of Sita. Means you're God. And then he's saying, you're worshipped by all the demigods. And you're most affectionate to the devotees. Bhakta Jana Vallabha. A lot of save me prayers. Trahi trahi mahashuddha sattva rupadhari. Trahi trahi sankirtana lampat morari. Trahi trahi avigyata tattva guna naam. Trahi trahi parma komala guna dham. Trahi trahi ajibhav vandya sri charan. Trahi trahi sanyasa dharmera bhushana. Trahi trahi sri gora sundara mahaprabhu. A kripa kara nat na chadiba kabu. Oh my Lord Mahaprabhu, save me. You have assumed, you who assumes a form of pure goodness, Maha Shuddha Sattva Rupadhari. Save me, O Murari, O inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. Trahi trahi maha shuddha sattva rupadhari. Trahi trahi sankirtana lampat morari. Lampat morari does not mean the initiator of or the inaugurator. It means lampat morari means Krishna morari. Sri Krishna morari, right? What is it? Rahanishi hidin. That Krishna morari is a lampat. He's a debauch. Lampat. He runs with this woman and that woman and he cheats on this one and that one. He's a lampat. He's not steady with anyone. He's lampat. Lampat Murari, he's engaged in Sankirtan. You are that lampat Murari who is engaged in Sankirtan. And who are you glorifying? You're glorifying your Ishta. And who is your Ishta? Radha and Krishna. So lampat Murari. Inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, that's not quite exactly right. So he says, I know that you're pure goodness, Sattva Rupadhari, and I know that you're Lampat Marari also. You're engaged in Sankirtan, alright, in this form, in this Rupadhari, because he says, Mahashuddha Sattva Rupadhari. He says, you have to put the two concepts together here. I'm seeing you, you're Mahashuddha, you're the topmost supreme, pure Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means Antaranga Shakti. Antaranga Shakti means spiritual energy. Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. This is Bhakti, Shuddha Sattva. Rupadhari, your form is before me as Shuddha Sattva. And you're engaged in Sankirtan. But who are you actually? Bahir Radha Antar Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. I know that actually you're in the disguise of Sattva Rupadhari. You're Sattva. You're Sattva. You're Sannyasi. You're Sattva. You're Brahman. Mishra means Sattva. You're Brahman. You're Sattva. A Brahman is Sattva Rupadhari. Supposed to be. Samo Damastapa Shotir. Supposed to be Sattva. He's controlled by Sattvagun. And then the king is Raja Sattva. And then the Vaishya is Raja. Rajagun. And then the Shudra is Tamagun. So you're Sattva Rupadhari. But I know because you're God, you're Shudra Sattvadhari. You're a sannyasi, but you're actually Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dinabandhu. And you're Sutantra Vihari. So your form. So externally you're showing this pure goodness form, transcendental form of sannyasi. And you're engaged in sankirtan for the benefit of everyone and relishing your own inner ecstasies. But inside, in your internal relish of sankirtan, you're Lumpat Murari. So this is further identifying him. Yes, you are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and yes, you are Lumpat Murari. O you whose glories, qualities, and names are not known to all. Your tattva guna nam. Your tattva. Avigyata. Avigyata. Your very secret tattva. Prahlad Maharaj telling in the seventh canto, your chana avatar. He says, in the Kali Yuga there comes the chana avatar. Chana means hidden, covered. Chana. Not like dal. Chana dal. Means hidden. So your tattva, your gun, your nam, very secret. They're not known. O most gentle Lord, Parama Komala, Gunadham, O reservoir of all transcendental qualities, Sachi Sutta Gunadham, this, that, you know. Your lotus feet are worshipped by Brahma, Ajabhava Vandya Sri Charana. O ornament of the renounced order of life, Sannyasa Dharma Vibhushana. Sri Gaura Sundar Mahaprabhu, please bestow on me the mercy that you will never leave me. Chadiva Kabu, not Chadiva Kabu. Now the question is, he's begging to be saved. Will he be, his petition be granted? Will Gauranga save him? He's saying, Chahi, 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 Chahi Mam, Chahi Mam, Chahi Mam, Chahi Mam. Chahimam, save me, save me, save me. Will the Lord save him? Will the Lord ignore him? Will he? What will happen? And how will the Lord reply to all these statements? What is this? Why are you saying I'm God, Ramakanta, this, that? I am simply sannyasi. Ami sannyasi, eh? We have to find out tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. Yeah.